Gilmore Show, with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Don, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy, Roos Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, do that.
There we go. I'm gonna put the thunder and rain back in there. I miss doing that. It's like, I put an atomic bomb. Right. You don't talk. It's not your time.
All right, Jack Freeman is here, but he's banned from the mic because
we're interviewing him today.
This episode is really long because Jack didn't shut up.
It's the longest episode we've had on the Brad Gilmore Show, man. But I've also enjoyed this episode.
It has been very informative. It's been very informative from a very.
We talk about vintage vajayjay. We talk about Jack's music. We talk about a lot about
Jack
Kanye.
Talks.
Jack talks about everything. All right, we barely have any words. But anyway, Jack talks. But before I do anything else, I want to.
This is the Jack Show featuring the Brad Gilmore Show.
Cast of the Brad Gilmore Show. This is the Jack Freeman Show.
Experience.
Featuring
the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yes,
on the man.
That's exactly what we're going to have to title it.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Put it down.
But don't say a word.
But
before, I know this is a fake Monday morning, hashtag fake Monday morning, hashtag the BG show. But I want to say that I want to wish everyone a happy belated, because Thursday, July 25th is not only my mother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mommy Gilmore. But I also want to say July 25th, last Thursday, was officially Booker T Day in the city of Houston, Texas. And I want to, Booker T is a guest from the Brad Gilmore Show before. He's also, I also call him my boss man. You know, Booker T's ROW, Reality of Wrestling. You know, you can always go to realitywrestling.com for more info. But I want to say happy belated Booker T Day from the city of Houston. We're going to have a mix from DJ Motai for his Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Peaches is about to launch her website, tatalovepeaches.com. She got a little about me going. I plugged it. All right, I see you, girl.
Ow, ow, ow.
I see you. You know, you can follow her. You can follow her. Jack Freeman's miming right now. He's pantomiming.
He's fucking hilarious.
So anyway, we're just going to get right into the interview after DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Yo.
Let me see some titties.
Nobody like you. face again, baby. Yeah. I stand before the Lord and tell him, take me, take me, take me. Yeah.
Niggas like me for running the game while they got broke legs. They mad cause I get used to do a show while they just get their cash took. To do a show that ended up turning out to be a bad look. I'm hearing the questions by who next in Houston, who wanna know? I keep it 100 like 100, call me 200. And all my time ain't next is now. And I'm like New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. By the way, that I hold Texas down. Yeah, and if you ain't get that punchline, Google the map and when you done, bring this bitch back one time. I grind like I'm out my mind and I'm gon' shine when it's crunch time. Cause I'm hungry like the fat kid that be standing in the lunch lines. I'm tired of waiting and I'm gon' eat until my belly aching. That boy like painting against these niggas trying to stop the plays we making. And it ain't no stopping what's hot and popping like we making bacon. Done with 100, salute to the niggas out there that hate we made it.
This don't be those who overlook. Oh, you still a bitch in my dick. I see you shine.
Shit, and this is for those who thought I failed. I hope my success bring you niggas hell. I salute you.
This is for those who overlook. Oh, you still a bitch in my dick. I see you shine.
Shit, and this is for those who thought I failed. I hope my success bring you niggas hell. I salute you.
I smell the crash beats like waves. Run the streets to my J's. Drop the screens like arcades. Slam freaks like spades. Be handcuffed like slaves. Still dig deep like graves. I ran the cougars out of their habitat and the cheetahs out of their cage. Fuck y'all, pay me. Half the shows I'm backstage. But your bitch gon' blow me like Nintendo games. No duck hunt, my books up. They sub tweet, don't confront my weed now, cause they my blood. Atomic down, no beef on. Get stumped, no tree trunk. Y'all boys, I'll bark. Slide y'all, no pork. Swing. Jump starts. It's so much hating in this bitch, but I embrace that. Just show love with a stay back and get ahead like Wade Kells. I run through these niggas' minds so much that it's tiring. But hope to encourage more soft shit that's inspiring. Matter of fact, I'm seasoned, cocky, but got reason. Competition ain't even to 100, no reason.
This is for those who overlook, though you still a bitch in my dick. I see you shine.
Yeah, and this is for those who thought I failed. I hope my success bring you niggas hell. I salute you.
This is for those who overlook, though you still a bitch in my dick. I see you shine.
Yeah, and this is for those who thought I failed. I hope my success bring you niggas hell. I salute you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I had to do that intro solo, Peaches. Motai wasn't here yet.
Oh, no.
He's normally like, on demand. And I'm like, on demand. And then,
but that's the intro, but we're not doing
We
intro.
Do that when the guest is here, too.
Okay. I'm not a part of this. I really don't know how
By
it
By the
goes.
Way, me and Motai came up with the greatest handshake last night. I'm going to have to show it to you during break today. Are you doing your nails?
I told you I was.
I thought you were joking.
I'm not joking.
Who does their nails on a radio show?
Nobody can see me.
Or a podcast. We're a podcast.
Nobody can see me.
We have a good show for you today.
Are you judging me?
We actually have Peaches. You know, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary. And when I was starting out doing this dolo, right? One day I had a good idea. I was like, I want to have a special guest co-host, right? So the first person I ever reached out to be a special guest co-host is actually the guest now on the 80 something edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On the what, Brad?
Edition.
Can you not talk today?
Whenever, like, the mic's cut on, sometimes I listen in.
Sometimes?
Yo, and I did, like, this concert where I had to run sound for girls, like, this whole girl show, and I still have lipstick on the top of my microphone from that day.
From you got lipstick on your
not
mic?
Not you. No, just from, like, girls. Like I there was, like, 20 girl performers.
You got lipstick on your mic, bro?
I got lipstick on the tip of it. Right there. Right where they're supposed to put the mouth. It's right there on the tip.
I'm such a child.
No, Brad's a child. He's enjoying this.
He set it up.
You got your mic.
What? We have Jack Freeman, everybody, in the house right now.
I did not know I was the first guest co-host.
Yeah, co-host. First guest co-host.
Wow.
And you were actually on the sixth. You're on the sixth episode of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Jesus. And it was my birthday.
It was your birthday. And we broke down your then album, Lenny's Juke Joint, which is still an album.
Yes.
It's not a then album.
It's still a thing.
It still exists. It's still a thing. See, Jack actually likes to pound me because I wasn't there during his dark liquor days.
I didn't even know who Jack was during Dark Liquor, so.
Thank you. I didn't either. That's why I wasn't there.
It's okay.
You know why? First, I saw Jack.
Only had like 5 fans.
I saw Jack perform for the first time at a Jack Daniels event with the Nice Guys. He had on a sweater and a scarf, and he looked really hot.
It was a Christmas
sweater. And I don't mean hot as in, oh my God, he's hot. I mean hot, like, why you have that damn scarf on with that sweater?
Ooh, I'm hot. Ooh, I'm hot. No. It was like one of those Christmas time area times.
Yeah. It was like November.
Yeah, it was like November, but
it was not Thanksgiving.
But it was not. It was not cold outside.
It was, you know.
It was. I'm telling you, he had on.
It threw me all the way the fuck out.
It was like a wool sweater.
Oh no, Jack.
And then he had like a Christmas wool sweater. Scarf on.
What bothered me?
But it was hot. It was a lot of people, and he was on stage.
But see, what the problem was when I bought the sweater, which is a few days before, it was cold. So
you was gonna wear it anyway?
Well,
you couldn't,
because I needed an outfit for the show, and then the day of the show was like, well, shit, like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do now?
You should have left that little fan on.
So, yeah, but hi, Peaches. I like your lipstick.
Thank you.
It's very blue.
She's it's blue.
It is blue.
She's like the only. She's like the first person since we setting records out here. She's the first person to wear blue lipstick.
I'm not.
That I actually no. First person to wear blue lipstick that I actually liked it on.
Ooh. Shots.
Thanks.
Shots.
She's trying new colors.
Bang! You know, the first time I saw Jack Freeman perform, it was at Warehouse. No, it was at House of Blues. I think it was I think it's called the Bronze Peacock Room.
Uh-huh.
And it was Dope Easy, The Nice Guys, and Killer Callione.
Uh-huh.
And Jack Freeman was on stage with Leland and Killer Callione.
Yeah, and Vari.
And Vari V was on there too.
Even though it's a fake Monday morning, today is Vari's birthday because it's a fake Monday morning on a Wednesday. Don't ask any questions, but happy birthday, Vari.
Happy birthday, Vari.
Happy birthday. What's up? Yeah.
Anyway.
And all that shit.
Anyway, off of that. But no, you, Jack Peaches was wearing every color brown ever invented at the
true.
Same time.
That's
every
so
color brown you can imagine he had in his wardrobe. What'd you wear then?
I had a lot of brown on.
The last every show brown. I saw Jack and he had tights on. So.
I didn't have tights on.
No, they were like,
did not have
like
tights.
Three quarter.
They were drop crotch sweats. Much like the sweats that I have on now that are shorts.
And that was the Jack Freeman experience.
They just tapered at the ankle. But they weren't tight.
You know, people gave you like you had some backlash for those. I thought they were dope.
I don't even know who gave me backlash.
There were a few people.
I think the only person that did was probably Shay.
Yeah.
But Shay, I mean, Shay doesn't have a say in anything if he didn't actually come
to
the
show. Well, actually, those pants have been around. Their dancers used to wear them, like hip hop dancers and stuff. They've been around. They're not new.
Mm-hmm.
For the record,
they're definitely not new.
But they didn't look bad. I was being funny. I like the pants. Yeah, I was lucky, kind of mad because I don't have any. But
I can show you where to get some.
You gonna buy them?
Not for you.
They're not that expensive. They're not that expensive.
Were they leather?
Huh?
No, they weren't leather.
That would have been way too hot. My shirt wasn't leather either. My shirt wasn't leather.
My shirt was a dress.
I had a long shirt on. It was longer at the bottom. It was not.
Yo, I thought your outfit was dope. Okay,
I appreciate it. I'm rocking with you.
I don't know why all these haters are coming out of the woodworks right now.
Exactly. We got hate dresses. It's okay.
You pretty much said you wore dresses and tights. Like you're a white girl in the wintertime.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty much what you were.
As if I'm just some.
You can sing though, so it's okay.
Biatch out here. Yeah. That's cool, man. I appreciate it.
We brought it up. So how was the Jack Freeman experience? You were in Houston, New Orleans.
We had a show in Austin, and we canceled it the week of.
Why'd you cancel?
The venue it used to be Antone's.
Okay.
And Antone's. Was bought out by some people from Philadelphia or something like that. So Antone's is no longer there. Antone's is like one of the most historic venues in Austin that they have, and I'm sad that it's gone. But
what is it called now? Do you know?
I forget the name of it. But they were bought by these people from Philadelphia, and they didn't do renovations on the venue.
Yeah.
So the AC had been broken for like a month, 2 months maybe.
Yeah.
And they still hadn't fixed it.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't want to have
people.
I didn't want the experience to be that
hot and sweaty.
Yeah, I didn't want people to be uncomfortable and all that stuff. But other than that, we cut that show. But from Houston, we went to New Orleans the next day. New Orleans was great. You know, I got to get in front of some people I hadn't seen before. And then we came back Nobody knew I came back that Friday. And I went back out to Oklahoma City.
Oh, wow.
And we went, this was a week after the tornado.
Yeah.
So we weren't even sure. It looked like by Monday, leading up to the shows, it looked like this was about to end up just being two shows and everything was just screwed.
Yeah.
But luckily in Oklahoma City, the damage wasn't as bad as we thought. The damage was actually south of Oklahoma City and Moore. And you have to drive through Moore to get to Oklahoma City. So seeing that was kind of sucked. But
it was good.
It was good. You got to perform. The show was great. The show was great, man. Lots of people. Like, I had people tipping me.
That's cool.
that was cool, man. And so shout out to people in Oklahoma City, man. They really showed love. They came out.
Did you have like a little tip jar?
Well, the band, the house band for the night had a tip jar.
Okay.
And the girl that was singing with the house band that day, they had the tip jar. Well, as I'm singing, I think somebody walked up and put the tip jar back out.
Okay.
And so as I was getting done, somebody walks up, throws a 20 in the jar.
Nice.
And then they start coming in. You know, it was like a ripple effect. But the venue that we were in was really nice. It was pretty much packed.
So are you going to use that strategy again?
With a tip
Someone
jar?
Just bringing up a tip jar randomly?
Man, that would be cool, but I don't want to make it look...
Like you're wanting money?
Or like a show tune type of thing.
Or a show tune type?
Or like a wedding singer type of thing.
I was watching X-Men, the first one last night, as I was going to bed.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in there where, at the very beginning... Where Wolverine kind of makes his debut, and it's in this bar, right?
Right.
But there's a tip jar on the bar, and I read the label, and it said, tipping is not a city in China. And I thought that was the greatest thing
That's
for
a
any
good
tip
one.
Jar.
That is a good
tip,
one.
Tipping is
I might,
not a city
I might get
in
a
China.
Shirt made and wear those shirts.
Yeah,
forever.
Tipping is not a city in China shirts.
Yeah.
Those might be cool, and it could just be like written on a jar, white T-shirt, glass jar.
I wonder if anybody's done a study about like... the size of the tip jar and how it correlates with how many people tip.
Huh.
I don't know. I used a pitcher thing during those
pitcher,
last
pitcher yeah
a pitcher I, during those last merch release and I mean it, when it looks empty people put more in there.
My band used to have this weekly gig out in Sugarland, right? We would play that little Sugarland like town center thing, right?
Yeah.
And we played in front of this restaurant. They would always put a little jar out there, but it was pretty good. It was like a water pitcher, I would say, but it looked a little more fancy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it just takes one person to go up there and tip.
When that guy did it, and it was funny because he was the guy I zeroed in on when he walked in. Because
yeah,
he had
like,
a perm,
I'm gonna sing to this guy,
he
man.
Had a perm and a Kango.
Oh.
And I mean, the guy had to have been like 65, 70, something like that. I mean, he's really soulful looking.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, he had sweated his shirt out, man. Like, he had a date with him and all that stuff. I mean, he had a good time. He had a really, really good time. He had a ponytail. And as soon as I get done singing, he gets up, throws the 20 in there. And I was like, you... are
the man.
A good guy.
Yeah.
And then the other couple that I saw, they tipped me. So I gave them some CDs or whatever because they weren't expecting that. So
I gave
them some CDs and, you know, it was nice.
It's a cool thing, right?
It was fun, man.
Because here's the thing. You're not getting paid for the performance per se. Or you might have been. I don't know your situation.
I mean, well, you know.
But whatever. Yeah. Say you were. Say it was free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack said he ain't never mind.
Disclose it.
Disclose it. Yeah. Well, I'm saying like say it was for free. Whatever. Boom. It's kind of cool to get that validation from people to say, hey, because a tip is almost like, you know what? I would pay money to see you.
Yeah.
Here you go.
And the beauty of it is that it was kind of inadvertently split in half, the actual place, because I performed in a restaurant much like Breakfast Club.
Okay.
So it wasn't as big as Breakfast Club, but it's the same type of vibe, I guess. And the patrons that were eating there just stayed for that night and, you know, it was because I guess on Fridays or Saturdays, whatever day I did it.
Yeah.
They have a house band and all that stuff. So we did it with, again, I want to shout out Taylor McKenzie, who was on American Idol one year. She made it to Hollywood. She didn't I don't think she got to the top 12, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, but she made it to Hollywood.
Yeah, but she's from Oklahoma City, so shout out to Taylor. And the venue was split up, so the people that were eating were around the ranges of like 45 and up.
Okay.
40 and up, or, you know, and then you look over on the other side and it was nothing but women from 20 to 28. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just a huge, it was just split up in a weird, weird fashion, because like on one side it was just all women. And you could tell which ones were there for the promoter that actually brought me there, because
yeah,
she's a woman, of course, and she brought all of these people.
But
up,
wouldn't you like primarily want a female audience singing like R&B? Do you think some, because sometimes, you know, maybe for a guy it might be a little, though Kango was really rocking with you.
Yeah, he was rocking with me.
Kango might have had his eye on Freeman, though.
Well, here's the thing. Whoa now. But,
there's anything wrong with that.
No, but.
You gotta say something, Peaches.
This politically correct moment came from Brad Gilmore. I think it's not necessarily, for me, it's not necessarily, it didn't start off as what I wanted.
Yeah.
But it's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, primarily when you go to an Usher concert, you go to a Tank concert.
TBT.
TGT, yeah.
TGT, my bad. I'm thinking it's Throwback Thursday already.
Miguel, any of these people, man.
R. Kelly.
The majority of them are women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they come to see. And, you know, the guys only really show up because the girls are going to be there.
Yeah.
Honestly. Nobody, like, I don't really know anybody that's just genuinely at a, no guy that's genuinely at a Chris Brown concert because he just loves Chris Brown. He's there because the women are going to be there.
Yeah,
because
the women love Chris Brown.
Yeah. And when I found that out a couple of years ago, that's when I started doing the whole catering the music and the experience towards women. And doing something special for women, you know, whether it be.
So it ain't really even about us, is what you're saying?
I mean, it's definitely about you. It's definitely about you because, I mean, and on a business standpoint, women are the consumers.
See,
women are the ones that.
I've been saying that, and I had a Twitter argument. I'm not cutting you off. I'm just saying, I'm just anecdoting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said something on Twitter the other day about, I was at the Trey Day concert, and I was standing next to two rappers, and the guy walked up and handed them both the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this argument on Twitter.
Not even five minutes later, you would have came back and be like, yo, you still got the CD. Nobody knows where it is.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the radio.
And they don't give you a CD.
And they don't give me a CD. And it's something that happens repetitively. So then I said it on Twitter, and another rapper was like, well, why wouldn't you hand another rapper your rapper? Because they're not going to listen to your CD.
Right, exactly.
They're not, unless they ask you for it, unless a rapper comes up to you and says, yo, you got a tape on you, they're not going
to listen to it. Take it from me. None of the rappers.
And I'm telling you that because they told me that. Like, yeah. I ain't saying who, but just know that it's been said to me multiple times.
Yeah.
They're not listening to it.
The rappers.
I'm
that,
who it should be handed to, or another woman. Go to the girls. Go flirt.
Go to the girls.
Go to
always.
The girls.
Yeah.
Always.
Unless a guy asks you for a tape.
Well, then, because even Roger said it on Twitter a long time ago, most of the new music that guys listen to is because a girl was playing it over.
Yeah.
Women are compulsive listeners.
And
like, I listen to songs over and over, and like, I put them on repeat and just go about my day.
So rappers if you're listening, I'll be the first to tell you, I've worked with almost any noteworthy rapper, whether it be in Houston, at least, whether it be on an underground scale or a mainstream scale. Right now, none of them listen to my music. None of them.
Yeah.
None of them are saying, yo, I heard that new such and such as you got. Like, every now and then, like, D-Lo might hear something.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they see what I'm doing somewhere else, and they'll just congratulate me on it. But unless I'm on stage when they're there, they don't listen to my music.
Not to say that they're not paying attention. Don't confuse that with not paying attention.
Yeah.
Someone knowing who you are doesn't mean they've heard their music. There's plenty of people know who they are, and I've never heard their music. Just because you do music doesn't mean somebody's a fan of your music.
Right.
Like, those
are just because don't have I know to, you doesn't mean I have to be a fan.
Right.
Yeah.
And all these
I know you.
Different.
I know you. That doesn't mean I have to really like your shit. And it doesn't necessarily mean that because I sing and you rap that we have to do a collaboration together.
Yeah,
that does not mean that.
It doesn't mean that you need to sing the hook.
It doesn't mean, oh, we got to work.
Like
no,
that,
we
though?
Don't have
don't
to
you?
Work.
I want
to
say two things. First of all, anytime like a rapper, if I don't explicitly come up to you and say, yo, hey, that was a great set or something like that,
right.
And then you hand me a CD or I ask for a CD, like whenever someone gives me a CD, and this isn't all the time. Because a lot of times, if the packaging is cool, I'll rock with it.
Right.
But a lot of times, when someone gives me a CD, I'm like, ooh, I can add this to my coaster set.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
For
yeah,
me,
I can set my drink on this.
For me, it's nothing more than a flyer.
Yeah, it's like a business card.
I mean,
almost.
Because honestly, it's just a flyer.
It's not a business card. Yeah. It's a flyer.
It's yeah,
like
it's a flyer. Because when you give
when
a flyer,
outside.
You give a flyer to somebody, it's going to be on the ground before
or
you
or it's
going it.
To be given to a girl to fan herself. Like,
right.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's why I put so much in the presentation and when it comes out, and because presentation is everything.
I will say that also. There are some stuff that I get handed, and I don't know what your name is. I don't know what I'm looking at. I can't contact you if I listened to it and
right.
liked it. It doesn't.
I mean, there's no. There's
it doesn't
no
go
real.
Together. The cover of it has absolutely nothing to do with the content of the.
Oh,
music.
I hate like the. You can tell that they did this on Microsoft Paint covers.
I'll tell you what happened to me though.
Right,
a
Mocha?
Guy in Austin a couple of years right. ago, when Killer was performing to open up for Lupe. We went out there and this guy comes and he hands me this CD and the first thing he did, the first thing that came to my mind was when he handed it to me, I was like, well, how much is it? Because the CD was packaged so nicely
yeah.
and so professionally that I was like, yeah, how much is it? He was like, no, it's free. You can have it. I was like, well, cool. So, a couple of days go by and I forget I had the CD, but I pulled it out. I was like, man, I'm going to listen to this.
Yeah.
I listened to it and it was whack. But at that point, he did exactly what he wanted
me to do. He was invested in it. You were invested in
it. He invested his time enough for me to sit down and listen to it.
Yeah.
So it's never really a time where you'll see a terribly pressed up copy of Lenny Zhu join anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I can't do anything with that. Especially, again, going back to the women thing, with women, you know, you can't just walk up to a girl and be like, hey, girl, let me get your number. You got to kind of finesse your way
yeah.
in there, right? So
no, they don't know that. They that's what they really
they don't understand
say.
That. So when you give them a CD, when you give them a CD, you pull up a chair for them. That was what. Did you come to the All Women show?
Mm-mm.
To the what show?
To the
he did an all woman.
I did a Jack
one.
Furman experience.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's
I remember that.
Like,
I remember
so,
that. I was kind of mad.
Yeah, because I told you to come and bring your ladies.
Yeah.
None of them came.
Yeah.
Good job, Brad.
Because I couldn't come.
But that was the presentation.
No, they came. Keep going.
Wow. Wow. But no, I
you're
you know,
a Ken doll.
But the well, stop it. But the presentation of it was okay, we're going to give you a reserve, see if you bought a VIP ticket. We're going to put you right here in the front. We're going to put your name on some stuff. We're going to give you some. Because at really what it is you're
women
taking.
Women like to be made to feel special.
Special,
we like
yes.
to be made to feel important.
Yes.
We like
yes.
detail. We like feeling like we are the only person in the room that exists.
Yes.
Why?
Even if.
What you mean? Why?
He
why
said
not?
Why. But,
why you? Why? Never mind.
Why you? No.
I was about to say something.
Why you Asian?
But. But that's the presentation. Like, I don't really, like, at first, I just wanted to make music.
Word.
But then what I started making was music that that women loved, but guys weren't necessarily put off by it. So it's something that they can jam in their cars on alone.
It's woeful yeah. music.
Yes.
Was yeah. woeful because
woeful.
It's
you're not
like,
swooning any gentlemen.
No, well, it's like for instance, I'm gonna use Neo as an example. A lot of people will have a lot of things to say about Neo, but if a dude was making a playlist, like Mirrors is going to be on their playlist.
Wait, is that a Neo record or
exactly.
the Justin Timberlake record?
No, it's a Neo record. It's
another
older,
Justin song,
but it's a more of a romantic kind of song, and it's something that women like.
So Sick is my thing, though. That was my record when Neo dropped So Sick. Oh man, because I think I just like got out, like I just had my heart broken right when So Sick dropped.
Well,
I was crying and listening.
I definitely
to that song.
Have my list of male singers that I listen to on a
yeah
regular basis. Some of them not so much, because like not, it's just not something that I would listen to on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so who are some of the male singers you do listen to? Let's say current. Let's go current. We know you listen to the classics.
I listen to John Legend. I think his album's going to be dope from what I've heard.
He's just one of those talents who's just
He's an artist and he doesn't really care. A lot of people.
And what I like is he doesn't have that traditional pop singer voice, but he still is able to cross it over as almost a pop musician in a way.
I listen to Justin a lot.
Yeah.
I like
new album coming September.
I like Tank. I like
Can we send a message to Maxwell that this 3-part series is still only at 1, sir?
You heard him.
Get it together.
You heard Peaches.
Get it.
Maxwell, get it together.
I didn't tweet him. He ignored me. I know he saw my tweet.
Yeah. You heard of Peaches.
Maxwell,
fly your little pretty wings to the studio, Maxwell.
Yeah. Pretty wings.
Yeah. Go.
But, man, who else do I listen to, man? I listen to some tracks from Luke James lately.
What do you think?
This Mo' Better Blues was
my
joint.
That's pretty tight. I like it. See, okay, here's what I understand from these artists. Like, I try to figure out, you know, what it is that these artists are doing that
is resonating with people. Okay, yeah.
I listen to a lot of stuff because a lot of the music is speaking from a man's perspective and not necessarily. There's a difference between singing songs for women.
Yeah.
And singing songs from a male perspective for women. When you sing a song from a male perspective from a woman, it comes off manly. It's a feeling that you're like, oh, man, like I actually know what that means.
So where do you think an artist like Drake is on that thing? Because a lot of people say he makes songs for women, but sometimes I'm listening to a Drake record. It might be a Drake singing record. And I'm like, you know what?
He's expressive.
I feel where he's coming from. You know,
he made songs for himself.
When I first heard Marvin's Room, I thought it was like really kind of like homo for him, and not in the gay way, but like to be like, man, screw that guy.
Drake
makes
songs for himself.
But then I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
I kind of feel that.
He makes music for men that are more in touch with their sensitive side.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say that.
Okay.
That's not a bad thing. It's not a great thing. I mean, it's not like I'm saying that as in to make it either or. What it is that he makes this music that that people resonate with, and for the most part, I think that women are engaging with it because it is a sensitive side, and they understand and they get it. I will say this though,
in contrast to a lot of stuff that's out, that is one of the only thing. He's one of the only artists that are putting things out that are still going on with real life stuff. Like people still deal with relationships, and if you go back,
right,
like you know, R&B isn't where it used to be. So a lot of people's relationships are very mimic of the current songs. Like
right.
You know what I'm saying? He's one of the only people that are still puts out music that. You're like, okay, I had a bad day. I'm mad, but I'm gonna take him back when this is over.
Right.
He's the only person that's still saying that.
Well, see, that's why I make the music that I make, because it gives you a different side of ways to look at things. Like, I could write what a lot of other people are writing, but at the end of the day, the basic human emotion is what people run away from.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants to rant and rave and give you a reason as to why they're mad or why they're sad or why they think their relationships suck and all that stuff. But no one actually sits down and says, yo, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm sad. Or I'm so in love that, like, there's actually no real words for it. You know, so, like, human emotion will never leave. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can change the name to it, the slang to it, or whatever. But as long as we've been alive, people have been falling in love for thousands of years.
Word, yeah.
So it's not like nobody is saying, like nobody's sitting you down and saying, "What do you want?" You know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay, you're saying all of this and you're saying all of that and you're It's whatever. But what do you want? Like, do you want me to love you? Do you want me to leave you alone? Do you want to just have sex? Do you want to just... What do you want?
Because nobody knows how to deal with that anymore. Like, I'm saying that,
I think
I
a good guy who does that, and I am a fan of him, but someone who can do that in his music, I think, is Robin Thicke.
Mm-hmm.
He yep. has that. He has that sensibility.
Robin's dope. Robin's dope.
I just want to point.
I like Robin. He also has a bouffant like you.
Yeah, he stole it.
He stole it. He stole it from you.
I'm the originator of the 21st century bouffant. All right, this is Brad Gilmore, aka Lord Trillmore, King of the Bouffants. All right, .com.org.edu.gov.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
.edu.gov, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all learn today.
Yeah. Y'all gonna learn today.
You gonna learn today.
I'm killing y'all. Firing you.
You're firing me, bitches.
Back on the topic. You know, you're talking about someone like you're like ranting, like wanting a reason to rant or to rave or to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like maybe Kanye is falling into that category with his recent choices in music and in real life?
I don't.
I think what people don't understand is that Kanye's always been like that.
People are mad at Kanye for being Kanye.
Yeah.
That's what this is coming down to.
Yeah.
People are mad at Kanye for doing what the fuck it is that he wants to do.
I think what people don't understand is that we'll take a generic thing here. Person from the hood, never had anything or whatever, goes to college, gets a good job, and leaves the hood.
Yeah.
Well, his friends that are still in the hood are always going to be mad at him because they feel like he didn't keep it real.
And right? He left the hood.
Because there are some people in the world who live life to understand that they don't want to be the person that they were 10 years ago. No matter what that person was.
Yeah.
Even if you were a millionaire there, 10 years you want to be a billionaire. I mean, right or wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
pick and stage fruit. Yeah,
no real person, no person who understands life and growth really can adequately say that they want to be the same person that they were years and years ago. It's a maturity level. It's a financial level. It's an emotional level. It's just the headspace that you're in. Now Kanye is in this position where, you know, I think he's
afford to go where he wants to go in his music because he's built a fan base. And at the end of the day, you're a fan of him because of who he is. Like, just because you didn't like, we want everything to stay the same. We're consistent. Yeah,
I disagree with what you said. I don't like Kanye West as a person. I don't like his choices in life. I like his music.
But let me stop you there.
I like Yeezus.
Yeah. The
I like the public perception of Kanye.
Yeah. The public perception.
The public perception is yours. You don't like what people tell you. You don't like the idea that everybody else has created for him. That has nothing to do with him.
No. What I don't like is I think paparazzi people are annoying, but I get that they're just trying to do a job.
But Brad,
all right, you can't attack a man.
No, but Brad,
you can't attack a man for taking a picture of you.
Yes, you can because you're
invading
my privacy.
You can't go shove him against the taxi try to rip his camera out of his hand.
Well, here's
Brad.
Can't do that.
I feel differently. Like
can do that. So we can just do anything we want to. The purge is real in life now, where we can just go and assault people for no reason.
Well, here's what it is.
Taking a picture of him.
Here's what it is. I think with in the paparazzi standpoint.
For the record, I don't agree with none of that.
What often happens with, and which is why Peach is probably doesn't agree with it, we often have these points in time where we say, where somebody says, I would really appreciate it if you stopped taking pictures of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. I've actually seen a video from years ago where Kanye was like, can you please not follow me to my car? Because you can get the license plate and people can know who you are and where you are.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. it's really easy for stalkers to get to you.
Yeah.
And they continue to badger you. And they continue to do things.
It's about your personal safety. Like, you can sit up here and look at it on a surface level. You're in front of my house. You're trespassing. I can shoot you.
Oh, yeah. Now, like, if they're in your...
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I've asked you to leave, you've provoked me. Whatever I do after I've asked you to leave me alone... It ain't really my fault no more.
But it is your fault.
I think what Kanye is projecting on people is that in his own way, of course, is that I think he wants you to understand that he's a regular person.
And that's what it
is. And the only difference is that he's just got some money. And so what when he's ranting to you about things that are really true, when you really break it down.
Yeah.
Because
he can't go to McDonald's and go get a burger. He can't take Kim nowhere. Like, yeah, he can't do regular things. So
it's the price also, of fame. And it also, and it
he
also
signed up for that. He signed up to be a rapper.
And so you think you can be a successful rapper without being famous?
I think that your view on this is because that's something that you would enjoy.
No, I would enjoy it. But here's the thing. No, there's a difference, though.
That's the difference. Like,
if you're going to be successful and you want to be a rapper, that means you want to be in the entertainment industry, which means you're going to be in the spotlight.
But I think
no matter what.
But I think that's where people miss the point of his music a lot of times, is that it's not whether or not you think it jams in a club. He's actually probably telling you, I am insecure. I am afraid. I am the genuine human being that I am.
I love you.
So understand. So when he's doing that, he's only spazzing out because that's what another person would do.
In all honesty,
it may not be you, Brad, but yeah, it could
be
him
that wears the crown.
And so when you if like what may not bother you about something that somebody might be doing to Kanye at that time, what may not bother you might bother someone else.
No, and I get that.
So that's why I say, like, man, just leave the guy alone. Like, you got to leave him alone because now, but the problem is they're not going to leave him alone because now that they know that they're going to give this, he's going to give this type of reaction to things, then it's only going to make things worse.
So he's actually bringing it upon himself then.
Yeah, but the thing is, at this point, you know, he doesn't have that buffer anymore, I don't believe, that can tell you can deal with this a different way. Now, I completely understand that you may not like the way that that the public perception gives him, but we don't know that when he goes to the house, we don't know how he treats his family. We don't know how he handles
his. But I only know you from what you do.
But yeah, but that's the only thing that you can. But that's the only thing that you can judge him because I was an athlete as well.
Yeah,
and when you look at athletes, it's like, he smokes weed or he goes and parties all night. That shit doesn't matter, honestly. Yeah. It really doesn't matter because he doesn't get paid to go sit at home. He gets paid to shoot a basketball. He gets paid to catch a football.
Yeah.
So regardless of like
everything else that they do, you want control over everything else, and it's not fair. That's like somebody telling
you. We
want
to be able to. The thing is, as a consumer, the basic consumer standpoint is we want to know everything about you, and we want to know. We feel like we're entitled to that. But
yeah,
but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because we weren't aware that Tina Turner was getting her ass beat until the movie came out.
Yeah.
Nobody was aware.
But it wasn't unless anybody you were else's around. Business.
Yeah, it wasn't anybody else's business because she handled it the way that she wanted to handle it. Yeah,
exactly.
And you still paid to come see the concert. You didn't pay to see what they do at home.
And that's what I'm saying. Well, no. I like Kanye. I would go to a Kanye West concert just because I'm a
but
fan
of
him.
But you don't have to like him as a person.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know him as a person.
I don't like.
So you can't even.
I don't think.
I just think he does things that I just don't think are. I mean, ranting on
but
stage is one thing.
That you see about him is all part of.
Is what he does
because my,
I'm
and,
judging
and
on what
also,
he does,
and you also need
him.
To, and you also have to, you also.
Look, here's the, well, let me say this. I don't mean to cut you off, Jack. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing: like people may not know Peaches, right? Because when you go home, I don't know what you do, right? But I can only judge. I can only say. Determine my opinion about Peaches
and
by what you do in the public
fine,
and what we talk
that,
about.
The problem with that is that you're absolutely right. But in the same token, you have people that tell you what you do, tell you where you were, tell you things about yourself that aren't true.
Yeah.
You can't, just because your name is known, you don't know the mental capacity that I have to handle that.
Right.
You
because
don't know what you say about me can affect me. You assume that because now, because multiple people, because multiple people are talking about me that I can handle that. You're assuming all these things. There are pressures they, that come with being looked up to and being focused on.
Yeah.
That shit is hard.
It's hard.
It is hard.
But if you wanted to be a famous musician or an actor or an athlete.
He might not have wanted to be famous. Maybe he just wanted to be a musician.
Because what we can say is that.
They're not responsible for the pedestal that we put them on. That's the that bottom line.
Right.
Where celebrities are not responsible for
they put themselves in a position to be put on a pedestal.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they do.
No, you built the pedestal, you put them on the pedestal, then you made it.
Because the thing that happens is, for me, when I listen to these artists, they're not, like, I love their music and I love their artistry, but they're not gods to me.
Yeah.
So that's why, because what people don't understand, and I tell people this all the time, because even with me, people don't know how to separate the artist Jack Freeman from
the
person Jack Freeman.
Yeah.
Because you don't see the person Jack Freeman who's at home eating barbecue with his family.
Yeah. Usually the personality of Jack Freeman, the performer.
Yeah. Or that's, you know, throwing my nephew around and, you know, doing stuff. You don't see that. You don't get to see that. And I understand that. But for, which is why I'm in a good position now where I can meet you and you don't know that I make music. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I don't make music if you, you know, when you ask me what I do. But what I am going to do is allow you to see the person that I am first. Because right now, that's the type of life that I can live right now because I'm not famous.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I'm
mad at somebody for being themselves.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, you definitely can't. Like, I expect,
no, you can't get mad at somebody for being themselves. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Those are your emotions, and they're not mine. You need to deal with that, not me.
No. I'm saying, like, someone being themselves, here's the thing. There could be someone being themselves, and guess what? They're in total ass when they're being themselves, so I can dislike them.
Right, but for me, when I say, I go into situations when I know I'm about to meet someone of stature, I expect them to be exactly who they are.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like Kanye's an asshole and he might be batshit crazy, if I really feel that way, I expect when I meet him
for him to be
asshole and batshit crazy. So that I'm not mad. I'm not worried about it. So when I because I understand that these people are human beings.
Yeah.
Not
everybody understands that. You gotta realize that it comes down to a point to where everybody wants the artist that they idol or that they really like to be humble, but you don't treat them like that.
Yeah. You can't expect them to be humble.
You project things that are unhuman.
It's really hard. It is really hard to be humble when 20,000 people a night in every city are screaming your name and telling you that you are Yeezus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really different thing. And when you until you've actually gone through it. Because I haven't even gone through. I don't know what I do.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what I do. I know that the way that I was raised to kind of have a level head and keep myself rooted in, you know, in what I've learned as a person. Because when I come home, it ain't, oh, Jack put out a great album. It's, Jack, you need to go brush your hair.
Yeah.
Or, Jack,
go take out the trash.
Yeah, go take out the trash. But, you know, the problem is also that we're kind of those people that are we came up in the social network era.
Yeah.
So the social network era is way different. It was like 30 years ago, it didn't matter what this guy was doing at the strip club because it wasn't news. It didn't matter whether or not that person was dating whoever because it wasn't fucking news.
Yeah.
Everything's news now.
Handled behind closed doors. Yeah. A lot of doors.
And press respected people back then.
And
like,
that's the thing. Yeah. Privacy,
you didn't know FDR had polio.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't report.
But privacy was coveted. A lot of things that people feel the need to know about certain people tarnishes their view on them. Why do you need to know what somebody ate for breakfast?
Yeah.
Why
I mean, because you might have thought. You might have thought that Ike Turner was the absolute best artist of all time.
And
granted, it's not by any means good or okay.
No.
But the thing is, you wouldn't know that if nobody told you. So,
but that can that goes across the board. Like even like you could put that on women. Women that used to work in, you know, like strip clubs and women that did all those things. You didn't know that about them during the day.
Right. I mean,
they went did their like they either had day jobs or they did, you know, other things, and then they used to go away to go do that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that anything is wrong with that, because I go to the strip club, but it's one of those things that we expose so much of the things that not necessarily make us who we are, but we expose so much and we keep nothing for ourselves, and that's why nobody knows
who we they don't know about themselves. Like I remember funny, like weird, like it said so much to me, but it was so small. I was in LA, man, I want to say a month after Michael Jackson died.
Oh wow.
And I was at a restaurant, and I actually saw Randy Jackson. Like, he was sitting behind me. And he's with his wife, and she said something, and they, you know, kind of laughed something off or whatever, because they kind of had, like, a small, you know, couples argument thing.
Yeah.
And he gets up, and he speaks to me and the person I'm with at the time. And, you know, I said, wow, you know, I'm a huge fan of yours, you know, and the Jacksons and all of that. And he was like, yeah, I appreciate it, and all that stuff. I didn't really say anything about Michael or, you know, I'm sorry for your loss or anything. Like, I was like, man, I'm a big fan. That's all I really – because I don't really like to be in celebrities' faces like that, you know. So later on, we go to Encino, and she wanted to show me Mike's house, the family house.
Yeah.
And so we drive by there, and there's this huge gate. I mean, what's to be expected
from Mike Jackson's
Michael house. Jackson's family's out. And I think all of the memorial stuff had been cleaned off or whatever, but there was a sign that said, absolutely, please, no paparazzi. Because these people, like, we're different because we live in Houston. The paparazzi don't come to Houston.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, this is an entertainment city here. So there's no... some thugs walking in the club, or
snap a bunch of
Bumby spotted outside Warehouse Live.
Yeah,
you know, there's none of that. So
that is true.
There's nobody sitting outside your driveway
waiting to
snap a picture of you.
Or seeing who came through.
You know, because all of these people are doing is taking a picture and selling it. Could you imagine that walking out of your door, if I take a picture of you and send it to TMZ, I can get paid $15,000 off of it, and you don't get anything from it?
Yeah.
And this is just you going to check your mail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's way, way different, because...
story. You know, you might have came out the house without a shirt on, and you might not worked out and all of
because
a
you got these...
Brad Gilmore is now a sex slave.
Yeah, you got these people that are, like... You see these people all the time of, like... unflattering pictures of Lady Gaga at the pool. But the thing is, when you look at the picture, you're like, where were you? Were you in a tree? Like, were you seriously in a tree taking a picture of this woman?
Yeah.
at a pool. Like, you're doing that. And
very,
that's creepy.
It would run me crazy. It would literally run me crazy to have cameras flashing at me every time I tried to cross the street.
And
it
maybe
would run me crazy if I had kids and I tried to take my children. If I had children.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I would kill you.
Because because the direct.
Don't come to me with my children. The like, direct. Don't do that. That's rude. Like, back up.
The direct contrast of it is Kanye and Jay-Z. With Kanye, maybe Kanye has a phobia of that stuff. Like, we don't really know.
Maybe he has
an issue with that. Like a genuine, you know, mental issue for that.
We don't know his insecurities.
Now, Jay is a more evenly keeled, cool guy who's like I've heard him say, he's like, you know, they're just pictures, it's whatever, but I can't deal with disrespect. And that's all it is. Like, if I ask you, I would like it if you stop doing that. Then I would appreciate it if you stop doing that.
The thing about it is, it's like we could sit here and have this conversation, but at the end of the day, the same reason that we're sitting here having this conversation is the same reason that the paparazzi are still doing that, which is causing him to react. We give too much of a care about things that don't concern us. Like, we can tell
right.
you what,
like, there's no reason,
ate, but you don't know what, there, you know, if your mama ate.
There's no reason why I should be camped out in an airport waiting on you to walk in.
Yeah,
we're four.
Or, you know,
like, there's, I mean, it's just not, it's just the thing where it's just like, if I'm like, and this is just genuine human principle, if I say, please do not, and I've been doing it for years, please do not take pictures of me right now, I'm just trying to chill, it would behoove you to just stop doing it. Because at some point you're gonna reach a breaking
point. I
like
your vocab.
If I'm tapping you on the forehead all day, Brad,
yeah.
you're like, dude, I would appreciate it if you stopped. And I did it for the. And 3 hours later, I'm still doing it.
And then 2 days later,
if
you're
you
still doing
punch
it.
Me in the face, I deserved it.
And that's exactly.
That's it. Because you told me to stop. You kept telling me
and
to
how
stop.
Much stuff, like, how much
and
control
just,
is one supposed to have? Like,
yeah.
Either you're going to stop or I'm going to make you stop. So you need to decide,
you know,
what's about to happen.
And then there, because all it is now, because all it is now is you're sensationalizing it now. So
yeah.
it's like, see, he's exactly what we thought he was.
No,
you see, we told you Kanye was crazy. Oh, we told you that this guy was crazy. Look at him wrestling the camera out of the guy's hand. I
yeah.
mean, it's just,
it's like poking
it just
a bear.
Is what it
right
is, man.
Now, Kanye's everybody's bear. Stop expecting him not to react, and then stop getting mad that he does react. Leave him the hell alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's the price that
it's the same reason
comes.
They gotta go to Hawaii or they gotta go out the country. Like, even you know, they said they move out the country just because paparazzi laws are different in other countries.
Yeah,
that's why a lot of celebrities don't live here.
There's a really good documentary about paparazzis and everything.
You talking about with Adrian Grenier?
No, the dude from Entourage.
Yeah,
no.
There's another one.
It's called Celebrity. Uh-huh. It's spelled S-E-L-L-Britty, you know. Like,
yeah, there's a there's another one that Adrian Grenier did that he produced that he follows us. At the time, the guy was like 11, and he was an 11-year-old paparazzi in L.A., and they were just talking about he wanted to know why the hell it is that they do what they do. So the best way to do it is to put yourself in a paparazzi's shoes, because he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
So he knows what a celebrity goes through every day because he's a fucking celebrity.
Yeah.
And but he puts himself in the paparazzi shoes and he's like, why do you do this? And so he kind of gains an understanding, but he's still like, but you don't have to do this. You're a photographer. You could be
yeah,
a photographer.
But also, and check this out though, Jack. Like you said, if a paparazzi can snap a picture of Brad Gilmore getting his mail and get $15,000 off of it, or take a picture of a sunset and
yeah,
just get a
but
just
that's what
use up a megabyte of space on your hard drive.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they want to understand. Why is this important? Why is my picture worth $20,000?
Yeah.
Why is a picture of me and my child worth $30,000?
I'm gonna give you another example. It's like this. A lot of websites that have the most traffic right now are blog sites that record mm-hmm. what other people do all day. So if you, like, for myself, when I was like, okay, I'm gonna have a site, everybody said, okay, you gonna blog, not media stuff. Like, I don't care what somebody ate for breakfast.
Right.
So then it's like, how do you compete in a world like this when everything is so focused on everybody else? And then you get
yeah.
mad at these people for feeling a certain way or for having a high head.
Yeah.
Hell, you inflated it.
And since I have a mic.
Yeah,
I'm at the point now where I can kind of give my genuine, dry input on a lot of stuff.
And you, and at the same point, you
yeah,
also, you,
yeah.
that's what you is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like,
so with that, I'll say this: there is a huge difference, and I want all of you writers and bloggers to understand this. There's a huge difference between journalism and being a blogger.
I agree.
Huge difference.
Wholeheartedly.
If you are just writing stories about, Kanye goes to eat at a restaurant and he
deal.
Pulls up in a Lamborghini.
And runs into a stop sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Or Chris Brown spotted with whoever the fuck he's dating at
Carucci
this point.
Carucci or whatever.
You are a blogger. You are not a journalist. And none of that is real news.
Basically, you're, because you really didn't, you did not research anything.
Yeah, yeah. There's no fact check that goes on it. There's no research. There's no genuine basis behind it. Other than basically
a lot
all
of
it is
not a lot of proofreading going on.
Yeah, all it is
in a messy teenage girl. Like, all you doing is spreading rumors.
All you're doing is sitting at home and saying, you know what I heard happened today? Or you know what I saw today? You're telling a story. You might as well be tweeting.
But then at the same token, it's like, if it's that easy to make so much money doing just that, then why not?
And that's what I'm saying about paparazzi.
But that comes down to the person. I know that for me, if I sat there and let myself get that consumed with other people's life, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah, but see, the issue with it,
about that.
But see, the issue with it is bloggers want to be famous. Bloggers want to be stars.
Yeah.
Bloggers do not have...
That's the same thing Nicole Beachy did. She built her site up. Now she's trying to put herself out there as a face.
Right. So you don't... like, and the issue that comes with that is... you want to be able to rub elbows with the stars that because you want about. To be a star, but
you, want an exclusive.
You could put your energy towards a talent. You could put your energy towards just being a better, you know what I mean? Like a lot of journalists, sports journalists and all that stuff are mainly sports journalists because
they
wanted to be athletes at a certain point. And they realized that it probably wasn't going to be okay for them. A lot of these people that are into entertainment would like to be rappers, would like to be singers, would like to be producers, you know. But at the same time, if you really knew how to make a beat, would you not make beats? I mean, you would.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, it would be something that you would say, man, like, if I, because it's a skill that interests you.
Right.
It's something that say, be like, man, like, I wonder what gave this person the capacity to do that.
That's even with the radio. Like when I joined the show, I wouldn't listen back to the shows because I did not like the way that I sounded recorded. But then it was like, okay, you know, is this just a hobby? Or are you just gonna do this and you're just taking time out? You moving stuff around to make sure that you're doing this. Like, okay, well then why not capitalize on it?
Right. Exactly. And so when we see that, you see like people that are like, that are just, reporting stupid stuff because eventually they want to be famous.
Yeah.
Which is why you got all these people that want to do reaction
videos.
Jack
just wanted
a mic, he mad. I mean, because the thing is, we don't.
We're going to put this one out. It's going to be called Jack Wanted to Talk. And then we're going to do a show.
Yeah. I mean, but I just wanted to put it out there because it's like when people have so much to say.
Yeah.
And so many things to say about things that they don't know how to do. They don't. It's just like people that say, well, why ain't LeBron hitting that jump shot? Why aren't you hitting the jump shot?
No, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
You know, why Kobe ain't passing? Why are you watching? There's a difference. When you, like, I have a, because I was on two spectrums at, like, the work that's put into this, the money that's put into this, all we really want is for you to respect it. Not just.
Critique it.
Yeah. You ain't gotta like it. You ain't gotta just, you know, love this and love, like, just respect, because we work really hard for you to sit on your ass and for you to sit on your ass and say and really not do anything and just say, oh, well, I ain't really like it.
And then have the audacity to think that your opinion even matters.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, when
your opinion
say,
doesn't matter unless it's the same as mine.
Because you know I'm opinionated on Twitter. Yeah. I say what the fuck I want to say. But the reason why is because my opinion don't matter.
That's one of the things people get really.
And I like that you understand that your opinion at this point.
Really upset at that, and it's like, okay, first of all, Twitter don't mean you know me. And
right.
Half the time, what you would say to me on Twitter,
you
I
would not say in real life.
Absolutely.
My face.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
I
actually said, I don't know if anybody saw that, but I tweeted one day. I was like, so what would happen if the people that troll Wale actually ran, like, what if Wale ran into you and beat you up?
Wale,
no, you
do.
You would ask for a picture, actually, if Wale ran into you. Say, hey, can I get a
no,
picture?
No, but what if he ran up and punched you in the face?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Then, you know, then you're just kind of like, well, I mean, you kind of had it coming.
Same thing, like, you asked for it. You know, that's like, because, okay, you're a part of Black Twitter. You know, Black Twitter made CNN. Yeah. So, that's like, you know.
Black Twitter made CNN.
Yeah.
What?
Just what I said. If you don't, you don't understand it because you're not a part of Black Twitter.
I'm not a part of Black Twitter.
Yeah. Which is weird because you are, but you're not.
I'm not a part of Black
Twitter. You're just a white guy
with
a
Twitter's
white
a part of.
He's, well, white Twitter.
He's black with a bouffant.
I'm Twitter.
He's white with a bouffant who has Black Twitter, but
he's affiliated with Black Twitter.
His Twitter is part of Black Twitter, but he's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If that makes sense.
You're right.
But that's right. Because Brad don't really give a shit about Twitter. But right. a lot of people
you use it to promote stuff, right?
Well, mm-hmm. No, but you gotta understand, a lot of people, that's where they live. Like, Twitter they house.
Mm-hmm. I did live on Twitter for a day when Jay-Z tweeted me in the story.
Yeah.
I mean, but mm-hmm. That's different. You was like, I shot in a penthouse and it was a hotel back, and you didn't live there.
You know what I asked Jay-Z? I asked him, what soul and R&B artists are you listening to that you really like besides me? And I said, haha, Zing didn't get a response.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of,
he's picking that
trying to figure out.
He prefers people with bouffants. I'm going to let you know. Well, maybe NSC chatted up in the
DMs. I prefer to believe that maybe he's just
didn't see it.
Trying to figure out a name other than me.
Yeah, there you go. That's
you know, I mean, Dylon, and Dylon. Because I spit hot fire. That's me.
Yes. You know, before we wrap things up a little bit, I wanted to talk about two things. First, we were talking before we went on air about my favorite show on television.
Yes.
All right. And Suits. I know, Jack, you love this show too.
I love Suits.
Suits. Man. Now, I like it for a couple reasons. One, in 20 years, I would like to be Harvey Specter. Not in his personality, like just to look like him is actually my goal.
Harvey Specter is everything. Yeah. Bad wish.
Peaches, you remember that picture we saw one time at that night show?
I found that picture, and I'm the one that told you look like him, so back off.
Ooh. Wait, then you just said I wish. Then you just said I wish that I looked like him. So which is it, Peaches? Make up your view. No, maybe you say your government on the air. I'm about to leave. Frog.
That's another thing. For the record, it's not a secret.
I know, but it's just funny to pretend like it's a secret.
No, but some of you rappers might want to stop calling me my name in public because y'all didn't found it out because I know y'all's. Just saying.
So anyway, we watch Suits. I watch it because the story's good. And there's a second reason I really like to watch it. Meghan Markle.
She's hot.
Who also tweeted me on Twitter.
But you know.
Just putting that out there.
The black woman.
She is.
You know who's. You know, that's Lawrence Fishburne's wife.
Gina Torres?
Yes,
she is.
Lawrence Fishburne's wife in real life.
She has a spectacular figure for an older woman.
She is.
That's her hair as well.
Yeah, Torres. She must have some.
That woman.
No, she's black.
That is a beautiful. Lady.
No, I even said on Twitter.
She's so goddamn elegant.
I would give it to all three of the cat. Even the Donna Paulson.
Oh, just the redhead.
Donna,
yeah.
Donna probably she's, nasty.
She's nice.
Down.
She's nice with it, man.
She's nice with it.
I'm okay. And they are talented.
They're all talented. Say that.
They are talented.
Meghan Markle is just gorgeous to me. Meghan Markle is biggest thing. And then I found out in the episode where her dad is like the
black guy. Yeah.
And then he was like Mike was like. Your dad's black? And she was like, what, do you think this one's a year-round tan? And
I oh, like, wow.
No, yeah. She does not look white. No.
She doesn't look black.
But she looks Latina.
She does not look Latina.
No, this is a picture I saw of her.
She looks ambiguous. She's if I had to pick a perfect.
She's without race.
No, you won't know. She's like, when hot. You see her, you're unsure, but she does not look just white.
No, when I first saw her, I was like. I didn't think. I thought she was white.
Either way, she's all right with me.
Yeah, there you go. What does she look like? What race do you think?
She looks mixed.
She doesn't look. She didn't see. To me, when someone's mixed, though, they normally have like. And this isn't all the time. I guess just normally you think the predominantly black figures will stand out. Features. I mean, will
maybe
stand out.
Maybe because I have a lot of cousins that are half white.
Yeah, maybe.
Like I have a slew. Like it's a bunch of them.
Because you got good hair.
I'm not half nothing.
She got good
Peaches still has that Peruvian hair.
I still have this Peruvian in my head. Mm-hmm.
Barbie Bish.
Hair.com.
It's a real website.
It's a real website. It's where I got my hair from.
BarbieBishHair.com. BISH.
They sent it to me.
It's like a dish, but with a B.
I am promoting this hair.
Next question.
Anyway.
You're promoting the hair?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. BarbieBish.com?
You or us?
All right, cool.
Because I just shouted them out. I need to collect a check. Someone needs to cut me a check.
Do you know how much hair?
You know,
like, literally, this is probably a good $1,000 worth of hair in my head.
Damn. All right.
That's too damn much.
This is a good $1,000 worth of hair on my
head. I'm good with my own.
My hair, my
yeah. I mean, Brad does have that $1 million bouffant.
I thank you.
It is a nice bouffant, but I can't tell him that too many times.
Maybe not $1 million.
Because
dollars.
You know what? Then she's gonna inflate my ego. Okay, then when people start taking pictures of me, I'm gonna try to steal their iPhones out of their hands, and I'm gonna push them up against my truck.
You have to understand.
I fucks with that.
It's like I have to keep Brad at an even medium because everybody else tells Brad all this good stuff, but nobody's on the other side to tell him bad stuff. That's what I'm for.
So you try to keep him grounded.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. There's not a lot of bad things about me.
Oh, he's horrible. He's horrible. Mm. Don't get it twisted. He's horrible.
What do I do to so bad, Peaches? Air me out right now.
First of all.
Hi, Mom.
You have pale feet.
I have pale skin, too.
You eat ass.
Whoa.
You eat ass.
Second of all, Brad can be a jerk from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I can.
He has very jerkish ways.
I have very jerkish ways. Keep going.
He understands some things, but Brad is very opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like to wiggle his opinions at all.
Mm-hmm. I don't wiggle, and I most certainly don't wobble. Let's keep it going.
Valid. He a little too smart for his own good sometimes. He knows too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
About stuff that he don't know, if that makes sense.
All right.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm Brad. Just me.
He has that complex thing right here. Like this Lord Trillmore, he believed that. Wait.
Lord Trillmore.
He should have seen the way he crossed his legs and stuff. He's so limber. So limber. He's so limber.
Anyway, weird. I don't know how we went from suits to talk about my limberness. But
you see what I'm saying?
Very true.
Anyway.
Very true.
I want to talk about this though. Suit. What other shows you watching besides Suits? I watch Ink Master. I like Ink Master.
Let's see. Have a tattoo though.
But I know. But I love to watch it.
Were you waiting for somebody to realize that?
No. It was just for some reason I don't know why. Because to me, I think tattoos like I don't have an issue with them. But then again, I'm like I have nothing that I just want to put on me forever. But I love to watch people tattoo people. I find it to be such a skill.
No. It's definitely a great skill.
You want to interview one?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay.
I'll do
that next week.
I actually love tattoos. I just don't have any.
Yeah.
But
I love looking at them. I love.
Because I, along with others who have reinforced this without me asking them, have concluded that my skin is too good to put tattoos on. Like they just say, you know what? You have really good skin.
You have a very like.
And then people that have known me, you know, people that have known me.
Good skin.
You know, people that have known me for like. Years.
I don't have good skin.
Nearly. You do have good skin.
You scoff? What the hell is that?
Scoff? I look down.
You do have good skin.
I went to look because I noticed your tattoo right there and right there. I really never seen that one before.
But yeah,
girl,
like, people I've known.
You
for,
hold on, wait. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Brad.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something right now.
You better
bitches.
Have backed up.
Who let you in, ready, sir?
You coming closer?
I'm gonna go.
I can't reach you right now.
I'm gonna go top rope on my.
This is so
360.
Come here.
180.
Brad bring just turned into Macho here. Man Randy Savage.
Bring yourself closer.
No more questions.
Hey.
Brad just turned
right
into.
Hey.
Brad just turned into come Macho here. Man Randy fucking Savage.
Macho Madness. Do you feel it?
Oh shit. He's still doing it. Wait. I gotta close my eyes.
All right. Hey. Okay. So anyway, we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I'm running around the room. I'm trapped in a corner.
Hey, don't break anything.
Oh, is that a nail? That was a nail.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So what other shows am I watching?
Mike, he no longer has it.
What other shows am I watching?
For the record, I won that fight.
Okay.
In case you can't tell, that's why I talked yet.
I seen him do it.
I stabbed him with a nail.
He's gonna need a tetanus shot. But what I'm watching, I'm watching Suits.
Suits
love
is good.
Suits.
Tuesdays 8:00 USA Network.
Absolutely.
They don't get a cut of check for that.
Well, you won't cut me a check for the Barbie bitch hair. So keep
going. I'm watching.
You need me with this hair.
I'm watching Orange is the New Black.
I finished it. And
what?
I'm almost done with it.
How close are you?
I'm like episode 10.
Oh, you are close.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to talk about it because nobody else has finished it.
I'm watching Orange is the New Black. I'm waiting on the new season of House of Cards.
How was the first season?
Yeah. That's another Netflix show, right?
The first season was ridiculous. It's like, let me tell you, House of Cards is Scandal on steroids.
Really?
Oh, wow.
To me, yeah.
See, I'm not going to lie. People are going to hate me. I watched the last thing of Scandal, They're going to have to do something for the new season for me. Well, it's BET got it now. I'm not going to be
BET has scandal now?
They're syndicating the old shows. But the new shows are still going to be on ABC or whatever.
Okay,
I mean, good. But Scandal, I think Scandal is great, but Scandal has
it's played
network.
Out right now.
It's not played out. It has network TV restrictions on it.
Yeah.
So if you play it on HBO, it might be a completely different thing. You don't see ass and titties and fucks and shits and all that stuff.
It's not even about the ass and titties. My thing is literally the story.
Yeah.
The
stories are good.
But I think with network TV, though, you have kind of like more of a responsibility to kind of be politically correct about stuff.
Yeah, you can't so it's kind of. Oh my God, on network.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff restrictions that network TV puts on TV, which is why people go towards the HBO and the Showtime and the. And stuff like that. Because think about it like this. If True Blood, which is a show that I don't watch.
I've never seen it.
If True Blood was on network TV, it would just be Twilight.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm watching that. I'm watching
HBO Go has all of The Wire, though.
Yeah, I love The Wire.
Season two again.
I just put my cell phone on Magic City.
Where is that at?
That is
what is that?
It's a story. It's a show about a Miami casino in the 60s or the 50s, and it's a show about the Miami TV casino in the 50s and 60s, owned by. It's a story of this guy, or whatever. It's on Showtime. No, Stars. What else do I watch? I watch Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, final season coming up, right?
Yeah. Into Breaking Bad.
It actually is.
Breaking Bad.
It takes a couple episodes.
No, yeah. Everybody was like, you got to make it through season one.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it through season one.
I love season one.
Season one is probably
But it's just season. Still.
What's up, Motai?
It's a bad that I don't watch TV as much as you guys.
No, because.
I don't watch.
I watch stuff after the fact. I catch up on stuff.
I don't know anything y'all talking about right now.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black is a Netflix series.
So is House of Cards.
Yeah, so is House of Cards. So that's not even on TV.
I'm also genuinely excited about the third season of Luther.
I ain't got into Luther.
Luther is.
What'd you think of the new Arrested Development series?
I didn't watch it. It just didn't feel right.
The new Netflix season is actually very well put together.
Yeah. I'm gonna check it out.
I'm a really big fan of Drop Dead Diva.
Never checked that one out either.
No, it was on Disney.
It sounds like I need a vagina to watch that.
it was girly. I never watched like Ugly Betty and stuff, but
Ugly Betty, I watched.
Was something I was more interested in.
I want to say this before we wrap it up, because I want to know what Jack has come up.
We don't wrap nothing up around here. This is the Jack Freeman and Brad Gilmore and Peaches show.
Don't put Peaches in there.
No, DJ Motai?
DJ Motai is in this bitch, too.
First of all, no, Peaches ain't in there because she wraps up things.
We don't wrap nothing
up. I wrap things up.
We don't wrap nothing up.
Now I forgot about that.
Whatever. You said
I like every show on USA Network except for that Graceland show and the show about covert affairs.
I don't watch everything on USA.
I like Necessary Roughness. I like Suits. I like Psych a lot. Royal Pains.
Psych is funny.
I haven't been keeping up with Franklin and Bash. I kind of like Franklin and Bash.
Franklin and Bash is on TNT, but that's a good one.
I missed the last season.
I didn't really like the last season.
But it's not online anywhere.
Zach Morris.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm more of a comedy that's very, very sarcastic.
Very smart comedy.
Yeah, very, very smart comedy. Me too. Something that's more. That's why I like The Orange Is the New Black, because
it's a smart.
A lot of the qualities of the girl that went to jail is something that I would have done.
Dude,
like
hilarious.
she's that I one who can flip. She's well spoken and she's knowledgeable.
Then she get hood on you.
But then she get hood on you.
Mm-hmm.
And when she get hood on you, then you know she did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jack.
Because that's the face she be making when she do it.
Jack.
Crazy Eyes is hilarious, by the way.
Oh, she's the best person.
No. She's hilarious.
Check it out. Don't ruin it for me.
She might be a new Whoopi. That's how good she is.
Yeah, she's kind of
a new Whoopi.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
If it came down to it, Whoopi Goldberg. Anyway.
Whoa.
Just based on
this, just took a turn.
Just based on Karina. Here's the thing. Just based on the talent.
They didn't give her eyebrows, but they gave her a wig.
Did you watch 30 Rock?
I watched a couple of shows.
She EGOTed. Do you know what that means?
What?
She EGOTed. Whoopi Goldberg EGOTed. Yeah.
EGOT.
What does that mean?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. She won each of one of those.
She did. She's phenomenal.
Talent. Think about the talent level.
She's tight. I'm not going to lie. Whoopi. She's tight. Congratulations, Whoopi. Whoopi any day.
EGOT.
Whoopi has.
And that's not even her name, which is even better.
But yeah. It's not.
Whoopi they Goldberg?
They told her that's a real Goldberg name? is a Jewish last name. Yeah. They told her to change it to it. But think her about it. She was in Ghost. Mm-hmm. Jumping Jack Flash.
Oh no, she's a great actress. She's great actress. But I was with you until you said. I was with you until you said.
Whoopi could get it.
She could get it. I was
sad. Yo, if it came down to this, thing
that's vintage vagina.
Oprah. Nah. You wouldn't get Oprah. Nah. Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Bro, have you seen her eyes?
I don't give a damn about her eyes.
Betty White, huh? Whole cast of going girls. Rue McClanahan.
Paula Deen doesn't let niggas in a room.
Estelle Getty. She probably could have some kind of weird kind of tape that y'all can make. Little role play type thing.
Let me tell you something.
Estelle Getty, B. Arthur. All of them.
Let me tell you something about vintage with JJ, okay? Lynette McKee. Look her up. Jungle Fever. Your wife on Jungle Fever.
Okay.
Look her. Go watch Which Way Is Up with Richard Pryor. Lynette McKee. Yes.
Joan Jett. You don't even know who that is, do you?
Nope.
Don't sexy. Even.
Felicia Rashad. Houston's own.
That's
I'll marry her right
classy.
Now. I would marry her right now.
Who marry her right now?
Who else? There was a time where I was really into Jasmine Guy.
She lost it, though.
Yeah, I mean.
She.
What about Janet? You still like you some Janet Jackson?
She still looks amazing.
I like Janet. She's tight. Vintage, classic, preserved for JJ.
Nia Long.
Jill Scott.
You know what? She's tweeted me Sade. Twice. I love her.
Sade.
There you go. Sade. I love her.
Cares.
I would take Jill over Sade, though, because Jill nasty.
What about Erica?
Erica's nice. Erica got that.
She changes rappers.
But I don't know if I call her vintage, though. She's like in her 30s, right? She's like late 30s.
She's not early 40s?
Might be early 40s, but.
She's not vintage, though. She still looks.
I just feel like she's not. I just feel like she's not that old.
She's not.
And, I mean, Jill Scott's not that old, but.
It's like this. If I approach Jill Scott, the conversation that I would have with Jill Scott wouldn't be the same as the conversation that I would have with Erica.
Because Felicia Rashad would give me some things about virtue and.
Yeah, she'd make you
classic
whimper.
Things
she'd
that I love about women's. I mean, the vintage VJJ factor goes on and on and
it
on.
It goes on.
But we're just gonna go.
So what do you have coming up? What do you have coming
this?
Up?
How far does this go? I want to know where this rabbit hole lead to.
It probably goes deep.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Oh, that's how it's like that. What do you have coming up musically? I know you have the single Nobody with the video out right now.
Yep.
Just wrapped up the Jack Freeman Experience Tour.
Yep. We are working on... I don't even know if I'm really, really supposed to be even talking about this because right now we're like in a business type of... Yeah. But I'm working on an
exclusive
album.
Exclusive and shit?
I mean, but I can't really... I'll tell you more when I know more. But what I am working on is a new album. I don't know when it's coming out.
Does it have a name?
It does. I'm going to call it Spotless Mind.
Spotless Mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind type?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Basically, the short answer of it, the short reason why is because if you've never seen Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, first of all, you should.
Good movie. Good Jim Carrey movie.
Have you ever seen it before, Peaches?
I'm trying to think.
It's the Jim Carrey movie where he meets a girl, and the girl is hiring people to come in and hook a machine to her head and rid her of her memories of him. So that...
I want to say I've seen it.
Because something goes bad or whatever, and they start to... So basically, spotless mind basically means cleansing the mind of... thoughts
I mean,
and
I know
stuff
what it
like
means.
That.
I just haven't seen the movie.
That's what it is because it's kind of a cleanse of because it's a lot different from the last album, Lenny Juke Joint. You can get that on iTunes right now. Listen to it on Spotify, baby. But
the Juke Joint,
it's
Away still my
thing. It still has its. I have something special for that, by the way.
Oh, nice.
It has a.
You have a song called Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It has a soul root to it. but it's still like Lenny's New Joint was kind of a concept album. It was kind of like strategically, like the tracks were strategically placed to show to you that there's a beginning and an end. This is more so a collection of songs that basically show you exactly where my mind is all the time. So in a couple of days, I'm here. So in a couple of days, I'm over here somewhere.
Yeah.
A couple of days, I'm way back there. So it's more of a contrast, per se. So, yeah, I'm working on that. And me and Chris Rockaway are banging those tracks out.
Yeah, you're turning them out.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Banging those tracks out. Yeah. So, I mean, we're doing a lot. We're working hard on it right now. I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm going to have something really special for the peoples.
Nice. Okay, well, keep us in tune with that, all right? Let us know, Mr. Freeman, all right? Let us know, Lenny Free. If you have another juke joint that we need to hear.
You're going
to
stop the show, aren't you?
I'm about to.
We can't stop the show.
We can stop it. You can be stopped.
You should stop it.
Anyway, I have the power of the stoppage.
We have to do outtakes.
It's stoppage time. Right, this is a game of soccer because we're right by the Dynamo Stadium. Anyway, what I'm saying is, we appreciate you coming on. This is your first time you've been a guest on the show since episode 6 of the Brad Gilmore Show, and I think we're in like 8.
I was a guest with D-Lo.
You were a co-host.
Yeah, I was a co-host. You're
so
right.
So you weren't technically a guest. And Camp Don was there too, if you don't remember.
You know what we should do?
What?
Big Bad Cat, I need all mine.
We should let somebody come in. We should pick two people to come in and interview us.
That'd be interesting.
Hey, man. When it's all said and done, when smoke clears, don't nobody give a fuck about y'all.
That'd be perfect.
That's probably the problem.
But I have, but you know what? You know why I talk more than other people?
Why?
Because I have more interesting things to say than them.
Yes! That's my God!
I mean, let's just be honest here. Let's just be honest. These motherfuckers don't have nothing to talk about.
What? What? That's why this is actually one of the longer interviews we've had.
Yeah, I mean, by no means.
Look at that.
I'm gonna go ahead and be honest.
I'm well versed in a lot of things.
No, well, it's not even that. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and it was about this underground Houston scene. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, a lot of people sit here and complain about the same things over and over and over again.
Over again.
And then
over and
you
over
use
again.
Your resources only when you need Second them, time but you don't provide. Like, it's like when you're trying to use a platform. You don't bring your platform to the platform. Like, you're not helping anything expand.
Right.
So, I'm going to say this because I feel like I haven't said anything about it. And a lot of people, like, Brad and I have held our tongue about a lot of stuff.
Held our tongue.
You know. And,
cats had it.
And it's not because we think that we're better or anything. But it's just like, if you don't mention the show, if you don't tweet about the show, if you don't even
listen to the show,
don't come up to me asking me to come on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
I don't.
It's rude. First of all, it's rude because to me, that's how you feel about me asking you about your album. Don't complain about not having resources and outlets when you don't use the ones that you do have.
Right.
It's unfair to everybody involved.
And I think. It's new to what it is for a lot of artists is this type of thing is new for them. Like and this is by no means a good thing. And I'm gonna just say that now. Artists, from what I've seen, have put this. Well, basically, a lot of artists put this half-assed effort into their music, right? And they say they work really, really, really hard on it. But then they don't put any effort into
anything else.
So they don't realize that the music that you're writing and the music that you're recording, you're eventually going to have to perform that. When they get on stage, they suck at performing.
Well, that's
and then when they go to radio or to interviews and stuff like that, they have no media training. They don't know how to speak.
And it's not even about the media training because, you know.
Sometimes it is.
Well, it is. But in the same token, it's everybody wants to do the same thing the same way.
Right.
And there's
the other thing. Variety, people, is the motherfucking spice of life.
Well, not even that. It's just It is a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to understand, you got to understand that because you saw three other people do it before you doesn't mean that you have to do it. Like, I could really just go a route that I see everyone else going, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah, new rules.
Like, it's not a like
facts only.
And I get a lot of resistance from people because I always do
what you want to do.
Yeah, I always do what I want to do. I always put out the music the way I want to put it out. I always make the type of music that I want to make. I never, like, I think people kind of have an issue with the fact that I don't really put out free music. They take issue with the fact that I charge them for hooks. They take issue with the fact that I'd rather not do this show because I'm doing my own show here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this show with 20, 30 other people today because I have another show that I'm doing.
But that's another thing. Like, I feel like everybody out here has an opinion, but nobody is saying anything. First of all, some of these shows, if you're performing at the same show, y'all performing in front of other rappers. Mm-hmm. And then you're mad.
Yep.
And then you're mad that no money was made. None of them paid to get in there.
Because they all had to hook up. Of
anybody that's new.
Yep.
But you got a show. No, y'all was practicing. Right. There's a difference.
Yo, fuck,
I mean,
because
that's the main reason why.
Word.
Why I went on those.
Oh, man.
That's the reason why I did those other cities.
Right, because kick me. That's what that I was for.
What we don't understand is that if you're gonna take a loss,
make it a wonderful ass loss.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with taking a loss when you're an independent artist, because that's the only way that you're actually. Really, I mean, sometimes you're going to have to pay for that studio time. Sometimes you're going to have to drive out to some place and spend some gas money on some shit.
Well, not even.
So,
but then it's like, okay, I'm going to give you an example. If you, typically people only complain about things that they do not like.
Right.
That's the only time they ever mention things that they might have liked previously, but then no longer like. So, for instance, if you went to a studio and the studio was, you know, everything, if you enjoyed the studio,
mm-hmm.
why not say, okay, well, here's the studio that I went to, you know, if you wanted to book a studio session, you know, why not help them? Like, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, that was an example that I gave, but it's like, you want people to support you and to do all these things for you, but then as an artist, like, what do you, as far as participation?
I think where it comes from is that historically, at least in Houston, we're not, like, in the last few years, we haven't been outright ready to reach out to each other. Like,
it's coming.
Like a few weeks ago, it's coming, but it should have happened 3-4 years ago.
I mean, I agree.
I mean, because the thing is, when you look at a lot of them, all of them on the same, a lot of us are on the same level.
It's levels, but it's not levels to the underground. I told Brad that it's levels to the levels of the underground. Like, there's a certain peak of underground that you reach. But
the issue with it comes when it's not the fact that they don't reach out and help each other. It's the fact that they act like they do.
Yeah,
it's not. It don't have nothing, because for in other cities in New York, if you got a rapper from Brooklyn, and Queens got a rapper from Queens, Queens is helping that rapper, Brooklyn's helping that rapper, but that Brooklyn rapper is probably not going to reach out to that Queens rapper until they're later down the line, i.e., Jay-Z and Nas.
Yep,
perfect example, because they're from one place. And they're from, and this person's from another place, so they each have a borough riding for them. They have something there, you know, no different from the rapper from Acres Home and the rapper from A-Leaf, Mo City, Third Ward, whatever. But the difference is that they're always in such close quarters with each other, because in New York, and I've talked to Eve about this so many times, growing up in New York with Eve, he was like, man, I'm from Queens. We didn't have no business in Brooklyn. We didn't have no business in Harlem. Like, who you know in Harlem that you really need to go see?
Right.
Because everything is far to them.
Yeah.
You got to take a subway. You got to do all of this stuff or whatever. And it's a whole borough. It's an island of people that are, there's 3 million people in Brooklyn. There's 3 million people in Houston. So there's
its
3 million people.
The whole thing.
Yeah, there's 3 million people in Brooklyn. So you have no reason to go to Manhattan for nothing. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in New York that have never been to Manhattan. They from the Bronx. They from the, never been there. But here, we go to the same shows. We go to the same clubs and all that stuff. So there's this, on the surface, there's this, I fuck with him, man. I do songs with him. But, because I said this a few weeks ago, can we just be honest with each other and say, look, you don't all fuck with each other like that. And once you realize that, then you can start to understand that in order for me to do this, I need this circle of people riding with me to my shows. And I need to throw my own shows. And I need to do this. That's why I'm glad I'm not a rapper. Because for me, the challenge for me is go to New Orleans and perform in front of 150 people that you've never even met before.
And win them over.
Because 5 of them know who you are because they're the people that brought you there. But the other 145 people don't know you. So the challenge is, do they embrace you?
Yeah.
Or do they walk away from you?
Yeah.
And once you get them, then it's cool.
How do you sell tickets for out of town?
You can sell tickets for, I mean, you can get a,
I'm not talking about the literal ways, because a lot, like you said, most of the time here, everybody that's at your show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sell tickets?
What you do is what you do is you build a relationship with somebody in that city that promotes or that does, hey, I do a monthly showcase here and I want to bring you out. Hey, I'm in Oklahoma City and we do this every Saturday. I want you to be the guest here.
Because there's a guaranteed crowd now.
Yeah, because the crowd is guaranteed. Exactly. The crowd is guaranteed. You don't have to worry about how many tickets you're selling in New Orleans when you don't live in New Orleans. You know, it's just the same thing. It's no different from where Texas club promoters, I mean, party promoters, I mean, show promoters, I'm sorry.
Get it right,
that
Jack.
Bring people around on their tours, and they take them to Austin. They take them to Houston. They take them to Dallas.
Take them.
Because they don't have that plug yet, but the plug is the person that is the well-known person there. So if you know somebody in Brooklyn whose name is Joe Schmo or whatever, you're not in Brooklyn, but you know everybody in Brooklyn fucks with Joe Schmo, and every show he comes on, he puts out, people are gonna ride with it, and they're gonna, because they understand the credibility that it has. Every time you go to Joe Schmo's show, there's somebody there that they've either been put on because of him or somebody they already know that they love. So they're always going to go to that. So the thing with New Orleans was mainly it was a group of people that, you know, at the Rue Public House that people just genuinely say, man, I can't wait to go to this show or whatever. You know, it's something different all the time. So I was able to go and stand in front of these people and perform for them, and it's more welcoming sometimes when that person is saying, this is Jack Freeman, he's okay.
Yeah.
Check him out for yourself.
Cosign almost.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Stop worrying about the cosign of your city, because
they're going to cosign you when everybody else do.
Right.
When you get on
And you live here. You live here. So if you don't have, I understand you don't have the resources to go out to New York or LA or whatever. I don't either. Well, I didn't. But you have to take the loss every now and then. If it's going to cost you $300 to get out there and get your own hotel and drive out there or do whatever, then do that shit.
Yeah.
Just do it. Don't be so confined into your little box, into the 200 people that know you in Houston, because the problem with that is people in Beaumont don't even know you.
Yeah.
Because you haven't done the footwork to move out to that area and go there. You can't do a show in Austin. Austin's 2 hours away. It is amazing to me that people don't do that.
Yeah.
Because they're too worried about, oh, well, with a city behind me. The city behind me. Okay. But the city
can't get you out of the city.
Yeah, because exactly. The thing is, if your, let's say, 10,000 people in your city actually really do like you.
It's getting an audience. It's like, okay, this is one of the people that you know in your city you went to high school with.
Right.
So, congratulations.
Yeah, so if you have a 10,000 person circle or whatever, let's say all of them like you and all of them downloaded your mixtape for free. Like, that's cool, but there are 6 billion people in the world that you haven't even attempted to touch. That's why I put my music on iTunes.
Word.
Because the world can download your music without you even knowing who they are. That's why I put my shit on Spotify and all of that, and I don't necessarily have a desire to want to put everything out for free. Because if you value it enough and you put enough money and enough time and enough effort into something, then it sounds that way too. And for people, and the thing is, like, people are afraid to, like, I always do the things that people are afraid to do. I'm going to charge you for my music. Why? Because maybe the person next door to me doesn't necessarily have an appreciation for buying music, but motherfuckers in London do. And they're always ready to come out their pocket and do stuff. That's why a lot of the artists that you say, man, whatever happened to them? They not popping in America, but they live in London. They live in, you know, in all these European areas because the money's better out there. And some people appreciate the music there.
It's a lot of rappers that just really don't know the business. They haven't sat down and they haven't studied it, and they haven't
take your time.
The economic factor of the music industry.
Yes, and take your time, learn the business.
Vocals down to
learn the business and stop emailing me with them unprofessional ass emails, man. Like, stop doing that.
Oh, I've seen your Instagram post about those.
Yeah, you gotta stop doing that.
I'm gonna do a Jack rant.
I'm gonna have a Jack rant,
and Jack is gonna.
I love you guys, man. I love you guys.
We gonna put up.
I'm just here to help, man.
We'll have you back in a couple weeks for part two. How about that?
We'll do part two. Well, you know what? We could do it on my site. You can rant, and then you can tell everybody where to rant at.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, look at that.
Number one.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Donuts don't wear alligator shoes.
We're doing this now?
No.
Oh. That's number one.
That's Jack. Jack can keep going as long as you let him. We're not going to let him go.
So we're
going
to cut you off right now. Where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Underscore Jack Freeman on Instagram. No, on Twitter. Underscore Jack Freeman on Twitter. Lenny Free on Instagram.
Why are they the same?
Hashtag live something.
I just.
Because he didn't want him to be the same.
I didn't do it.
That's why he half the time don't get tagged by me.
All right, thank you for tuning into the Brad Gilmore Show.
I don't know.
On demand.
I love your lipstick. It ain't even come off yet.
Bye.
Bye.